Good evening, everyone. My name is Julie, and most of you know me. I'm a member of this congregation and also a licensed lay minister in the Church of England. Let us begin with prayer. Father God, breathe your spirit into these words. Fill us all with your spirit and help us to hear clearly with our ears, with our hearts, and with our minds, what you want to speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. So if Jesus asks you, what do you want me to do for you? What would be your response? Have you got an instant response? Have a think about that while we go through this talk this evening. Now, this question appears twice in Mark 10. James and John, if you heard Simon's talk last week, they gave the wrong answer. They wanted position. In this passage, Bartimaeus gives the right answer. And this story of Bartimaeus is the last healing miracle of Mark's gospel. And on the face of it, these seven verses, it looks like a story about healing the blind man. But when we go through it, we will see there is much more to it than that as we delve into this passage. The story is set in Jericho. We have a picture of modern day. This is the road from Jericho to Jerusalem, which is 15 mountainous miles downhill from Jerusalem. Jericho is one of the world's oldest continually occupied cities. And this large crowd of pilgrims were on the way to Jerusalem for the Passover, along with other interested people from the town. And many of the priests of the temple lived in Jericho. And we know from the parable of the Good Samaritan that the road from Jericho to Jerusalem was very dangerous because of robbers. So people travelled in large groups, not these modern-day people that we can see. So you can imagine Bartimaeus at the roadside in the darkness begging while all this noise is going on. Now we know he's called Bartimaeus because the passage tells us, but it's very unusual for anyone who is healed in these synoptic gospels to be named. But this blind beggar, Bartimaeus, teaches us some lessons in faith. Firstly, ask immediately and don't wait. Every day was probably the same for Bartimaeus. When he heard people passing by, he would be begging for money, for food, to survive. Today was different. A larger crowd than usual was making its way past him as he was begging on the side of the road. When he asked what was happening, he was told, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Jesus was passing by. Soon he would be gone, never to pass that way again. In desperation, he shouts at the top of his voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those near him tell him to be quiet, but he shouts even louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The ones leading the way probably thought, "Tell that beggar to be quiet. The master has far more important things to do than to attend to him." But Bartimaeus wouldn't be silenced, because this was the moment to try and make himself heard by Jesus. It would be too late if he didn't do it now. David Brainerd was a great missionary to the American Indians, and he was once witnessing to an Indian chief who was very close to trusting in Christ. But the Indian chief held back. Brainerd got up, took a stick and drew a circle in the dirt around the Indian chief and said, "Decide before you cross that line." Because Brainerd knew that if the chief missed that opportunity, he might never go so close again to trusting in Jesus. Jesus invites all of us to come to him for mercy. He is the only one who can open eyes that have been blinded by the sins of the world. If that is where you are tonight, if you have never taken up the opportunity to come to faith, call out to him tonight before it's too late. After the service, speak to someone, but call out to him tonight. The second thing is, our faith should be defiant and persistent. In verse 48, it tells us many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he cried out all the more. He didn't stop, he just shouted louder. He was determined. I was thinking about how it must be to be a blind person, and I do have a story. My godson, who's called Jordan, he is a really good triathlete, and he was training with the Great British Olympic team, hopefully to be able to qualify to represent Great Britain in the Olympics. But because of injury and some illness, he didn't quite make the elite team. However, the coaches asked him if he would train as the eyes for a blind man who was representing Great Britain in the Paralympics. And so that's what he does in his job. He runs marathons, he does the cycling, however far that is, he does the swimming with this man, and he is his eyes. And you've got to admire people who are so determined not to let a disability overcome them and do what they feel that they should do. The Invictus Games is another example where soldiers who lose their limbs still persist. And we see in this passage that Bartimaeus was determined. He kept shouting until Jesus heard that he was calling for him. He persisted until Jesus heard him. And probably those who told Bartimaeus to be quiet were embarrassed. Maybe we would be the same if someone was shouting in a crowd. It's not polite. It was interrupting the things that Jesus was saying as he walked along. But Bartimaeus, with his desperate need to see, he doesn't care what people think. And when you trust in Jesus as your Saviour, when you step out in faith as a Christian, your faith will have to overcome hindrances. Yes, the world is in turmoil. Coronavirus and many other serious global issues that we have to contend with. But the God we serve is still concerned with each and every one of us, even a blind beggar sitting on the side of the road. So if you want to experience God's power in your life, you'll have to put up with skeptics and ask anyway. Be persistent. Don't be hindered. Even if it makes you look foolish, it's a kind of bold defiance and overcoming hindrances that demonstrates faith. Thirdly, our faith should be in Jesus, the Messiah. Bartimaeus grasps who Jesus is on very little information. No one else so far in Mark has been able to understand with such little information. The title Son of David appears only in this passage in Mark. And for Bartimaeus, that title means that this Jesus that's passing by really is the Messiah, the Son of David, the promised Messiah. Isaiah 35, verse 5 tells us, He opens the eyes of the blind. And Isaiah's promise in chapter 42, verse 16. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. So the people were telling Bartimaeus to be quiet, and he kept calling out all the more, loudly and more persistently than before, further proof of his faith. And in addition to proclaiming that Jesus is the son of David, his identity as the Messiah, he showed that he believed in Jesus' goodness to the poor and needy. And he believed that Jesus was not like other religious leaders who believed that someone's poverty or blindness or disability or bad circumstances were a result of God's judgment. Bartimaeus shows his faith by casting away his cloak. Now, a blind beggar would want to hold on to his possessions, as they would be few. And as with other healings, Bartimaeus knows that Jesus can restore him to a place of wholeness so that he can feel he belongs in the society that he's currently feeling is on the margins of, sitting on the edge of the road. Bartimaeus confidently thinks that he will no longer need to sit on his cloak, relying on handouts from passers-by. And perhaps it's also symbolic that he casts off his cloak, casting off the old life, when he would be given the new life in Jesus. And Bartimaeus has the kind of faith that pleases God, a wholehearted trust in God the healer. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, God rewards those who earnestly seek him. And Bartimaeus has definitely demonstrated that he's earnestly seeking God. The next thing is that our faith should be specific. When Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" it might seem a strange question to ask a blind man. Shouldn't have Jesus known that he wanted his sight? But Jesus was doing this for Bartimaeus' benefit. By asking that question, he allowed Bartimaeus to publicly announce in front of all these large crowd his faith. And when he said, "I want to see," you don't ask someone to heal you unless that you believe that they can do it. So he believed that Jesus could do this, and he believed that Jesus was who he said he was. He believed that Jesus is the Messiah, and he believed that Jesus had the power to change him, and that Jesus would do it. It was a statement of faith. And if you want to be on the receiving end of God's blessing in your life, which by grace you already are, you must have the faith to ask specifically for whatever it is you want. And you might be thinking, well, what if I'm asking for something that's against his will? Well, don't worry, he will let you know. Jesus doesn't always grant our requests, even when they are specific. Now, many of you know I'm a Manchester United fan, and last weekend I was at the Manchester Derby. And I have a group WhatsApp with some of the season ticket holders that I sit around. And they were texting me on the morning before I came to church to say, "Can you put in a word for the game this afternoon?" And it doesn't work like that, does it? However, they did win, so that's fine. But before this incident, James and John had come to Jesus and asked him to do whatever they would request. You'll remember in last week's passage. And Jesus responded, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they answered, Grant that we may sit in your glory, one on your right and one on your left. That was in verse 37. And Jesus didn't grant that request. It wasn't for his glory to grant it. But be specific. Tell the Lord that you have sinned and that you want his forgiveness. And he will say, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. And the next thing is, our faith should be bold in what we ask for. Bartimaeus, being a poor beggar, a poor blind beggar, he could have asked for a few coins and Jesus would probably have given him them. He could have asked for some food and Jesus would probably have got him some food. But he had the faith to ask for the seemingly impossible. He asked to be able to see. And Bartimaeus got what he asked for. Luke 18, verse 27 tells us, salvation is impossible with men, but not with God. What men cannot do, God can do. Bartimaeus, his faith was bold because he had a desperate need. He lived each day in total darkness. And that is the act of asking specifically for what you need. It demonstrates his faith. And the sixth point is, faith should glorify God. Our faith should glorify God. As soon as Bartimaeus received his sight, he didn't say, thanks very much, I can see now. I can go and look at the things I couldn't see before and enjoy life. He doesn't do that. Immediately, he began following Jesus along the road. The mark of true faith when you are saved is to become a disciple of Jesus. Whoever asks of Jesus must be willing to follow Jesus, even on the uphill road to Jerusalem and the cross. And it's open to all of us. Those on the side of the road, the poor, the disabled, everyone. And when we cry out to Jesus in faith, he will be merciful to us. As soon as Jesus heard Bartimaeus' cry, he stopped, he stood still. He was walking with a crowd of people along the road heading to Jerusalem, where he knew he would suffer and die. He could have thought, I don't have time for this man. But he stopped, and he will stop for anyone who cries out to him for mercy. He didn't tell Bartimaeus to go and tidy himself up and clean himself up and sort out his sins. Immediately, by his great mercy and compassion, he granted Bartimaeus his request. Do we follow Jesus' example and stop to help those in need when we don't have time? Or do we often make excuses and tell ourselves that we are too busy? Jesus said to Bartimaeus, your faith has healed you. He was healed physically so that he could now see, and his faith had saved him spiritually. Instantly, God forgave his sins and gave him new life in Jesus. And Jesus said, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. That from John 5:24. And God's promise from Romans 10:13, whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. In our final song tonight, it's Amazing Grace, written by John Newton. And most people will know the story of John Newton. He talks about, I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And he's not talking about physical blindness. He's talking about spiritual blindness. He had a really difficult childhood. His mother died when he was six. His father sent him to sea when he was 11. He was very rebellious. He tried to get out of the Royal Navy. He ended up in slavery. He ended up being a slave trader. And then in a really terrible storm where the ship he was on almost sunk, he had a spiritual conversion where he was crying out to God. But he still went back into slavery for some time until he became really ill and realized that he must give his life to God. And then he spent the next 40 years as a minister and serving God. And he wrote Amazing Grace to tell of his story about how he was able to see when he once was blind. To close, Jesus heard blind Bartimaeus' cries from the side of the road. He called to him, healed him physically and spiritually, and the seeing Bartimaeus began to follow Jesus along the road. It isn't a healing story, it's a conversion story, from sitting on the sidelines to being healed and following Jesus. So we need to think, are we sitting on the side of the road passively, or are we wholeheartedly following Jesus along the road? Jesus asks, "What can I do for you?" What are you willing to ask for? Are you willing to ask and keep on asking? Be persistent? Are you willing to ask even though other people are skeptical and it makes you look foolish? Are you willing to ask for something that's seemingly impossible? When you ask God for anything at all, you are demonstrating your faith. Ask him today to open your eyes to see Jesus and understand all that he has done for you through his death on the cross for you. Amen.